Let's pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So here we take this three-week study in the choices that we get to make. And last week we looked at how we choose joy. But every week I start us with the same statement. God granted us the freedom to make choices. And each day we get to choose who we are going to be. So this week we look at this command of Jesus, of how it is that we are going to choose love. Now, the first and foremost thing I have to let you know is we often have this misconception of the word love and what we automatically assume. And so my first instruction for you this morning is please do not allow love to be hijacked by romance. When God first created love, it was not a love between a man and a woman. When God first created love, it was God's love for his creation. God's determined, unconditional, deep love for his creation that he called his children. And so that is the love that we are going to focus on today. Not that which has been ruined by Valentine's Day for some people, but that which is at its most purest of forms, the one that comes from God. Now, as we look at this love and as we try to define it to be able to see how it is that we choose it, I first go to not the Gospel of John, but the first letter of John. And in the first letter of John, in the fourth chapter, verse 8, it tells us this: whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Now, notice it doesn't say God is loving. It does not say God has loved. It does not say God will love. It's not an act of what God is or isn't doing or can do, but it describes who God is by saying God is love. This is the greatest definition of who God is. And so let us look at it this way, that God does not merely love. He is love. And everything that God does flows from his love. So when God created us, it was an outpouring of his love. When God put Adam and Eve in the garden and said, I give you free will, it was out of his love. When God created Abraham and told him he would be the father of all nations, it was an outpouring of his love. When God multiplied the earth, all that he did in the Old Testament, those things that we love and those things that we have difficulty reading, God did it all out of love for his creation and for his children. His love that was trying to make this earth the best place to live. Out of an outpouring of God's love to try to give us the best possible life. An outpouring of his love that sent judges and kings and prophets to try to be guides in how to live in this world and to be in relationship with him. It all comes as an outpouring of his love, the nature of who he is coming forth through each one of these actions. When God could take it no longer and sent his son, Jesus reminds us that it is an outpouring of God's love, that God loved us so much he had no other choice but to send us a savior. This is all God's love for us. Now, what does this become? Not only a gift that we receive, because I would hope that we would see God's love as a gift that we receive, the greatest gift that we would receive, that all of the blessings that we get from God out of his love would be gifts that we receive, and that is first and foremost, to be thankful for that. But then to realize, as we look at this outpouring of love, as we look at all that God has done, as we look at everything that Christ did for us, and we look at everything that the Holy Spirit continues to do for us as God's presence with us, what do? But we examine our lives and we seek to see how we can also be an embodiment of that love. because that's how God created us. This command isn't just a hope of God saying, I hope that you will love. It is not just God ordering us to say, this is the command, this is what you have to do, but this is God creating us and praying over us and praying that we also would be defined as love. So we ask the question, how do we reflect God by following Christ's example? How is it when it really comes down to it that we can be the embodiment of love just as God is? Well, it comes from this freedom of making choices, doesn't it? Because each day we make these choices, and as we choose to respond to the situations around us, last week we challenged ourselves of how it is that we choose to respond in joy. How it is that even as we're challenged, even as we face the difficult times, how do we have joy as an attitude of our heart so that we're able to keep a smile on our face and our shoulders held high no matter what happens because of the attitude that we bear of seeing the blessings that we have and that God will get us through? Well, today we turn to our hearts and we wonder, how is it that love is not just an emotion, but how is it that love is the definition of our heart? And how does that come? But it comes through the choices that we make. In every situation and every person that we come across, we have decisions to make. And we have the decision to make that no matter who this person is, can we choose to love them? Remember, not the romantic, mushy love, the love of God. Can we love them as a child of God and a human being? It starts out a little more difficult. It starts out of us having to be intentional. When that person is saying words that cut into our heart, when they're doing things that hurt us or hurt the people that we love, when it's that person that instills fear in our heart, how is it that we have to intentionally guide our heart to still be loving in that situation and not be one who chooses hate? Now, one I will tell you with this asterisk, in no way, shape, or form am I saying that to love somebody, you have to accept their actions or tell them that they are right. To love them does not mean to affirm their actions. Okay, we understand this. So how do we choose to love? It becomes as this intentional act. How do I make sure that I intentionally am kind to this person through love? How do I intentionally not fire back when they are firing at me to choose love as the higher ground? And what happens, but the more that we choose to love, the more that we are intentional about it, the more we fight against our human nature that goes against love so often, the more it becomes natural out of us. The more we will just automatically be the one that loves, automatically be the one where the heart sees the person differently than the world. And what does that do? But it makes it so that our ultimate goal is not to act out of love, but to be love, to where it's naturally who we are because of how God has captured our heart and how God is acting through it. Now, how does this play out? I really didn't intentionally pick the end of this week to be this sermon. It just kind of happened in what order I wanted to choose these three attributes of what I thought we should learn. But it just happened to fall. And then as this week erupted, as I saw our country catch fire, I thought, isn't it so appropriate that God would guide it this way? Because this week, it was really hard to read what so many people were saying. Really hard to see how many people were hurting. Really hard to see how much fighting was occurring. And I thought about how we respond to that. How do we respond when we face major disappointments? How do we respond if you're one of those people who is feeling fearful for our country? How do you respond if you are one that is feeling hurt by the words of somebody else in their hurt during this time? How do we respond if we feel like the words of another is wounding us or the actions? And this is where God really challenges us. This is where God says, this is the true challenge of love. Because it's easy to love that person that loves us. It's easy to love that person that speaks kind words. It's easy to love that person that chooses actions that are in line with our values. It's easy to love those people. But it's hard to love the other. It's hard to love the person that sits on the other side of our values. It's hard to love the person that's hurting us. And God says, this is when I give you strength. This is when I will guide you if you allow me. Of how we be the people that are the example of our children, of how love can overcome hate, of how love can overcome fear, of how love can be the response in any and all situations, of how we can still stand for what we believe is right, how we can still stand for what we believe is justice, how we can still stand up for people that we believe are wronged, but that we can do it with words of love instead of words of hate. There's somebody around here I know that's been talking about making America great again. And I believe America is great. I believe America is great because I look out and I see all of these great faces. I walk out the door and I see great people all around me. People who love people who serve people who have Christ in their hearts and act in that way. And as long as we are still in this country, as long as we are still guided by the Holy Spirit, as long as we are still choosing love, as long as we are still rising above the hate and the hurt, as long as we are looking at people as children of God, and choosing to treat them as such, then greatness is right here. Because this is what God desires. He desires each one of us to choose love so that love is invading our hearts, our homes, our community, our country, and our world. It begins with each one of us. We've seen how things can be infectious lately, how one statement can go viral, how one statement can influence so many, how one statement can be the major rumor mill. How do we make that statement a statement of love? Because what happens when our hearts are controlled by love, when our life is defined as love, it changes who we are, just like joy does. Because God says, perfect love casts out fear. And when our heart beats first in love, we don't find ourselves afraid. We don't find ourselves afraid because we're secure in the love that we have received and the love that we give. It changes how we see people. It changes how we act. It changes how we get up in the morning. It changes how people see us in such a way that they want to be around us, because people want to be around love. People want that infectious personality around them, that infectious heart, and those types of actions. So this morning I challenge you, how is it, no matter the circumstances around you, no matter the choices that are being made outside your control, how is it that you can choose love as God is love and Christ is love and each is within us? Let us pray. God, you know that the world does not come up all roses. You know that the sun does not seem to shine every day. And sometimes the rain is pouring down upon us. That there are those days where it feels like the world is going to end. Those days where we just can't take any more frustration. We just can't take any more hurt. We just can't take any more of what's being handed to us. But God, we know that above all of this, you are pouring love out upon each one of us. And that you desire for your love to be pouring out of us. We ask that you help us to rise above all that is in this world and to be the example of love, to be the witness of our children of how we choose love, how we choose our words and our actions in such a way that they show and reflect your love, that we can stand up for what we believe and to be able to do it out of love. For Lord, we know how powerful you are. We know how great the influence of your Spirit is in us. And so we ask that by your Spirit, you will help us to take the commandment of Jesus to heart and to work to be loving each day until it is the natural outpouring of our hearts. For this we pray in your most holy name. Amen.